you want to feel more positive, empowered and excited? Rediscover your self-confidence for a new job or business? Male, female, young or old, Women Work invites everyone to a day of free workshops, including access to the NatWest Business School bus. And for £5, you can spend the evening listening to our fantastic inspirational speakers. Women Work, Friday, March the 10th, the Assembly Hall Theatre, Tunbridge Wells. Visit assemblyhalltheatre.co.uk/womenwork. All proceeds will be donated to the Pickering Cancer Drop-In Centre.
Want more business? Make it happen by joining supplymybusiness.co.uk and start generating more business today for your Kent business.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Rift Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RiftResearch.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio on this Tuesday, the 21st of February. Me, Paul Andrews, marvellous Martin White, and Bird's here.
Bird's
we were pining, but she's here now. Yeah. And she's been doing Facebook Live in with the mid-show, pre-show, mid-show.
I saw Bird on her exercise bike yesterday on Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, you lucky man.
Do you not like getting out on the roads, Bird? Or do you, but when the weather's a bit warmer, maybe. I guess, you know, it was set up in your lounge, wasn't it, I think? Or was it in your dining room, one or the other?
Yeah, it was in my front room.
Yeah.
But I'm on the turbo at the minute because the roads are really awful.
You're right. We were having
Start him on potholes. Do not start him on potholes.
We were going to talk about potholes because I don't know if you know, but from April, if you buy a new car, your car tax is likely to be about 950% more than it might have been if you bought it before April.
In March.
Yeah. Exactly.
Can I just ask a minute? Can I just ask what is going on today?
With what?
You two. I'm not here for 30 minutes. That was it today. Yeah. What is this energy in the room? Our guests are like looking, what is going on?
It's him. He's been ranting all day.
And did you two ring each other up this morning and say, what are you wearing? I'm going to wear black. Okay, I'll wear it too.
No, we're gentlemen of a certain size and we realise that black is about the only thing you can do.
Black makes you look smaller.
Well, little bit, not a lot. But
that's why Paul had his picture taken in black and white last week with Al Frank Monk.
Yeah, did you see that?
Half of him was in shadow and he was half the man he normally is.
He was good because he managed to get my double chin out of it.
Anyway, enough of all this nonsense because although we haven't had the flurry of
flurry, all McDonald's.
Keeping it on a food theme. The flurry of questions that we were hoping for Tim
although,
about catering.
Having said that, I have had a tweet
feedback.
I've had a tweet from the Stove Hub who said, really enjoyed the interview with Red and Green Buffet. Can you get Tim to come and do some cooking over wood with us at the Tenterton Food Festival in May?
What a brilliant idea.
We'd love to.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done, you guys.
We'll put you in touch.
At the Stove Hub. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. We've seen Tenterton.
Oh, is it on a weekend? Can I come?
It doesn't say, but
perhaps they could. On the 13th, I'm in Germany on the 13th.
Okay. Well, we'll put you in touch, and if you can, you can.
Okay. Yeah.
And it'll be lovely to see you.
Perhaps we could get that event up on the Business Bunker website as well,
absolutely.
So we can make some noise about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've also had some feedback from the lovely Denise at Myland Focus, and she says, "Red and Green Buffet, well done on your hashtag #BeBunker." My screen's just gone off. Interview. Interesting stuff. Food bowls, great idea.
Yeah.
So Denise is the kind of person that, you know, when she eats, she's normally rolling out of a pub late at night. She just wants to get a bowl in her face and just kind of and eat. She hasn't got time for chopsticks, knives and forks. She just needs to get in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she can identify.
A big shout out for Nise as well, because this morning she was doing a dementia workshop with the Institute of Directors.
At Kent County Cricket Club, along with another Business Bunker friend, the lovely Gemma.
Yeah, Fairclough Haynes.
Who was talking about mental well-being in the workplace, and I think Denise was talking specifically about dementia. So well done, you guys, for getting out there and raising awareness and all of that. While we're on, I'm going to give Denise a quick plug because she's in Oxted tomorrow at 7:30 part of the Southern Play Festival, and apparently she's going to be playing the part she normally plays best. She's going to be playing a real bitch. So if you'd like to go and see Denise, method acting, which comes easy to her in this particular instance.
I'm not getting involved in this conversation.
Get yourselves off to Oxted, which is in Surrey.
That's foreign, isn't it?
This Wednesday, 7:30, and go and see her in the flesh, as it were.
Fantastic. Philip Uden, who is a partner at the local law firm Cripps, has been elected president of the Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge and District Branch of the Law Society. The society encourages closer contact between its members and strengthening the local legal community. So many congratulations, Philip, on your appointment. Also, talking about that, Locating Kent has announced six key appointments as it strengthens the team tasked with promoting investment in the county. And we were just talking about this, weren't we, how things have suddenly started to take off here. Mm. So the new arrivals following the signing of a 3-year contract with Kent County Council and Medway Council to promote the county as a place to do business. Good stuff.
I'm going to go on about business awards quickly. Two initiatives. We've got the FSB and WorldPay Business Awards. The deadline for that has now been extended to the 2nd of March. It's exciting because it's a national award scheme, but with a regional kind of slant as well. And there's a big awards dinner in London as well. There's prize money on offer. So if you think you missed out and you regret it, the entry deadline's now been extended to the 2nd of March. But while we're on awards and bring it a little bit more local, we have an email here from the Bexley Business Excellence Awards, which are being run in association with Ocado. The deadline for entry for that is March 17th. It's now in its fifth year. Paul, have you been involved with that in the past?
No.
Sounds like you ought to be. 13 categories for entry. You can enter as many as you like with a gala dinner at Bexley Heath Marriott Hotel in June. So if you go on to bexleyawards.co.uk, you can find out all the information there and enter your business.
Absolutely. There's loads of awards. The Swell Business Awards are happening. There's all kinds of awards going on. I'm going to do one more email and then we're going to talk to the lovely Jackie, our next guest.
She's been waiting patiently.
She's been so patient. She has been so patient.
I've been tweeting rudely about you.
You have. I did notice some of those. Yeah. Throughout 2017, we'll be bringing you four amazing storytelling sessions told by business professionals who have some interesting experiences to share. This is not a time for pitching products. It's not about their business. It's a time to hear about personal experiences of fellow businessmen and women. The stories could be amusing, challenging, inspirational, or perhaps even a little sad, but they'd definitely be worthwhile hearing. So do come along and support our storytellers. Maybe they'll inspire you to tell a story at a future Business Diaries event. The next event is taking place on the 23rd of March. It's at 7 p.m. It's at the Innovation Centre in Medway. And you can book your place by going to eventbrite.co.uk/thebusinessdiariesstorytelling, or you can just follow them on the Twitter, Biz Diaries. So do check that out. So the next one's on March the 23rd. I'm actually doing a story on the one in June, and we'll tell you when that's taking place.
Yes.
On the June event.
Fantastic. That's going to be very interesting. We've had a tweet from Marcus, who runs the UK Brand Show radio show as well.
Yeah. Marcus who?
Yes, Marcus. And Marcus says, at Supply My Biz, at Vanilla Web.
He can't do Greek surnames. Christostomu. Would that be Marcus? Yes. Christostomu? Would it? You can tell us, Martin.
Thanks, Marcus. And what he's tweeted in two pictures, and he says, are you guys the Blues Brothers or Men in Black? And looking
I'm Men in Black. I don't know about you.
No, you are definitely James Belushi from the Blues Brothers.
You,
and
me,
I'm Dan Aykroyd.
Are you really?
I think in answer to your question, Marcus, we are definitely Blues Brothers more than we are Men in Black.
You missed that, didn't you?
Right. I'm just trying to ignore you.
Oh, yeah. I just said you, me, everybody.
I know.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what? Let's talk to somebody sensible, because this is getting ridiculous, isn't it? It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back, but a long time ago.
It was a long time ago,
wasn't it, Jack?
When was it? Because I was trying to find it on the Twitter from last year. I think it was October or November last, 2015, sorry, not 2016.
It was over a year ago.
It was well over a year ago. Anyway, welcome back to the lovely Jackie Offin of JJ Systems.
It's a pleasure.
it's an absolute pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us. You, Jackie, are involved in so many things. And I know you're kind of here talking about the day work stuff that you do with JJ Systems, IT support. No, it's very important stuff, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I just want to pay respects to you for something outside of the work field that you've been very active in, which is promoting awareness of dementia. And that's something you've been very active with and have created a big thing around that of awareness of both dementia in a domestic place, but also dementia at work. And that's been really important. So I just want to say on behalf of everybody in Kent, a big thank you for that, because that's been brilliant what you've done.
Well, it's not just me, is it? There's a lot of us out there now that are bringing it to the fore. Mm. So Denise and all of her crew as well, everybody's doing it. It's not just me.
Yeah.
But admittedly, it's something that I'm passionate about.
It's something that you're very passionate about and very involved with. And I don't want to get into personal circumstances and all that. But
well, it's no secret.
No, I know. But it's something that's touched you personally,
and
which is what's brought you to this, which is always... it's always one of those things that kind of raises awareness early for people like you. And the brilliant thing is that you're prepared to then go out and get other people involved in it. And that's really, yeah.
I think talking about it makes a big difference.
It does. It does, doesn't it? And just knowing that there are other people out there in the same circumstances as you, you're not alone as well. You know,
some of the best support I've had with dementia with my dad has been from other people who have told me about their own stories.
Yeah.
And it makes a massive difference. Some of our really good friends that we all know that have helped me. It's really good. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So a massive thank you for that. Have you got anything going on? Because you just had a dementia workshop that you ran a while back, haven't you?
We did a dementia friends workshop with Denise, and she came over and with her guys as a champion and converted a few people to be dementia friends. You can see my badge there.
Right.
I haven't got another one going on either, but we did a ball a little while ago which raised a lot of money for the Alzheimer's Society. I'll do something else again maybe next year to raise some more money as well.
And people like Denise Wilton and people like that and the Alzheimer's Society, they run workshops, do they not, about dementia in the workplace, which is just, you know, a short, brief...
It's an hour-long
session.
It gives you a little bit of training, a little bit of advice on how to speak to people with dementia and how to recognise symptoms, there's lots of, just a little bit of awareness, just an hour of your time that you give up.
Yeah.
The Dementia Champion gives up their time for free as well, and you gain that little bit of awareness, and it creates a dementia-friendly community and a dementia-friendly workplace. It might make a difference in places like big names, like Tesco's, shops, small village shops, everywhere. Everybody should do it.
There's also this perception that dementia and Alzheimer's are something that tends to affect old people.
It's not true.
And it's just not true, is it?
No, it isn't.
It can affect anyone at any stage in their life.
It can. Admittedly, the numbers are stacked in the odds of the elderly being more more noticeable, you see it more
susceptible,
and more susceptible,
I guess,
to it, but you see more and more of it. But it can hit anybody from a very young age, and it's hitting people in their 40s, 50s as well. So some of our own, obviously, our own age group are starting to be affected. That means our customers, our suppliers, people that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis are affected by it.
Absolutely.
So it's really important to be aware of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that hour-long workshop is a great introduction to being able to spot it and start to be able to interact on a better basis about
it.
It
changes your perception a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So all power to you for that. Let's talk a bit about JJ Systems now. Why don't you tell the listener who...
All of him, just that one.
No, just the one. We've only got one.
Well, don't bother telling me, because I already know. So tell him.
Well, I already know too.
All right.
Well, just tell the one listener.
Let's tell Bird and then tell the listener.
Bird, you can tell everyone.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you then, okay?
Yeah.
What we do, we'll try again, except without 30-second limit.
No pressure.
We're a managed IT service provider, so we're based just outside Canterbury, and we cover the whole of Kent and the South East. What does that really mean? We help look after small businesses, anything from an individual solopreneur, let's be politically correct, right up to a much larger business with maybe 100 to 150 seats on their networks. Anybody who tends not to employ, have their own IT person and who doesn't really want to get involved in IT, but simply wants to have a more efficient network or a more efficient machine. We'll do everything for them, from anything, putting antivirus onto their machine, reinstalling it, upgrading it, almost any single thing to do with IT services. And we'll take that over, love it, nurture it, look after it, make it run efficiently for a very reasonable fee.
Cool. And that was good, wasn't it? That was bosh. That was done. One of the things you've been doing, and again, you've been running workshops on this, and you ran one. Was it last week you ran one?
Just had one.
Yeah,
Martin came.
Mm. Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah. On cybercrime, which is something that's very prevalent at the moment. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in that field. There always has been cybercrime, but, you know, we're coming under more and more attack from all kinds of places. And I know it's something that you're very aware of in terms of helping people to come to terms with it. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you see as the big effect of cybercrime and the kind of things that you offer in that field?
Okay, from a support perspective, which is really what we're looking at, a lot of small businesses are, we say they're under attack, but everybody is to a large extent. It's become really prevalent. So we see it in small businesses more and more. As businesses become reliant on their email services, they pass those services out to more and more employees. Email accounts go across many different levels now, right from, you know, the young apprentice right up to the MD. They use them like text messages. People get a bit complacent about what they're doing, don't really think about it. And so a simple email coming in is what causes a problem. I'm talking about real world stuff, things that really affect businesses, not the really big heavy stuff, not the denial of service stuff, all the techie things, but just something as simple as an email coming in with a CV attached to it and somebody opening it perhaps unawares or not thinking about actually the fact that the job closed 3 weeks ago. They just get used to opening it.
Yeah.
There's so many different things which can then occur, and a business needs to have a strategy. The government's got a strategy, however good you think it is, but they have got one. Small businesses need to be aware and be prepared and educate their staff on what to look for.
It's so easy to fall into that trap, isn't it? Especially if you get a lot of emails. You know, you get emails coming from people and they go, here's your invoice, click here. And that you almost do it without thinking, and then all of a sudden you think, hold on a minute, what have I got an invoice from, you know?
You sound like you might have done this, Paul.
I get hundreds of them a day. Literally, I get 100 a day easily, and I learnt to spot them a long time ago. I used to be, when I had a proper job, I used to be head of security for a bank. So I'm fairly used to seeing. But even so, in the past, I have accidentally clicked on things, and as I've done it, I've gone, what are you doing?
It's a Friday afternoon thing. Yeah. We have on the support desk, Friday afternoons tend to be the time when the support desk is most active for virus infections. Mm. And we'll get lots of comments. Clients might say things like, well, I thought it looked dodgy, so I asked her to open it as well. just things like that. So we try to educate people to look for those things that perhaps you and I think are really easy. People come along to one of our events and they go, yeah, but we know it all really already. But there's usually one thing that they didn't know, one thing they'll take away from it that they perhaps weren't quite so aware of. So we run free training sessions for our clients and for friends of our business, let's say.
Yeah.
They can come along to our office, actually undergo half a day's worth of training. We even give them sandwiches. Mm. We look after them, everything, just to try and educate them.
Not prawn sandwiches, I hope, because Martin wouldn't come if they were prawn sandwiches.
Let me tell you.
And you won't get Denise there unless there's a bowl.
Yeah.
They're not up to the red and green buffet standards.
I bet they're not.
But then, to be fair, they're a lot better than the ones I got today.
Yeah. The theme of
which was none.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I came here under promises of some food and I got nothing.
Yeah. Right. That's because Paul had eaten it all before you
could have one of my you could have one of my eucalyptus sweets if you like, Jack.
Sorely disappointed.
But the theme of last week's presentation was all about vigilance, wasn't it?
That was
the sort of common thread. I can't remember what the term was that one of your co-presenters used, but you know, that's what I took out of it. It's just about educating staff to be vigilant. You know, to the fact that this stuff is out there.
Yeah.
But the other thing that Jackie and her guys are brilliant at is inevitably at some point, and the National Crime Agency have just written a huge paper about this, at some point, You know, these fraudsters are going to take down a big multinational corporation. Mm. It's only a matter of time before they literally destroy a business on that level overnight. And we've seen things with, like, you know, TalkTalk, you know, a while back. But that's getting ever bigger.
Yahoo got attacked again yesterday.
Right. Mm. So, but what Jackie and her team do, and kind of bringing this back to kind of reality and kind of our circumstances, is that they can make sure that if it does happen to you, because the chances are it will at some point, they can get your business back up and running with as little fuss as possible, because they have all the data back up. They have all the systems in place on the back end to make sure that your business can continue. And that's what it's all about, is business continuity.
I want to talk to Jackie about continuity and disaster recovery and all that kind of stuff in a moment. I just want to re-emphasize this, though, because no matter how experienced you think you are, there's still stuff that you come in and you go, damn, I just clicked that, because you get so many things, yeah? I mean, I get literally thousands of emails a day. I literally do get thousands of emails a day. And when you sort out the spam and then you sort out other stuff, and then I get things like, you get very clever-looking emails that says, it's from Apple, that says, you've just bought something for 42 quid. And you think, no, I haven't. And it says something like, you know, click here to see what it was. And you go, oh, hold on a minute. Yeah? Why, you know, this isn't what they normally send me, or it's the wrong email account or whatever. But it's so easy to fall into that trap, isn't it, of clicking on something.
There's so many different variants, even things like the phishing emails where somebody will send an email to the FD that says, are you at your desk? And it looks like it's come from the MD and it hasn't.
Yeah.
And it can be something as simple as it just says on it, from my iPhone, and he's got an Android.
Yeah.
And you have to be really quick to spot it.
Yeah.
And that happens regularly. Or the other one, which is a commonplace, are telephone calls where somebody will ring up a user and say, can I have access to your machine? It's BT here. I need to access your system.
I had one of those. A guy rang me up and said, this is BT. Can I have access to your system? So I went, yeah, sure. What do you want me to do? He said, open Windows. I went, okay. So I bang about for a couple of minutes and I come back. And he's gone, right, have you done it? I went, yeah, it's bloody cold. And he went, what? I went, I've just opened the Windows. And he went, no, on your machine. I went, what machine? And he went, on your PC. I went, what about it? And he said, open your windows. I said, I'll just open the windows. Don't keep going on about it. It's cold. And eventually he realised I was winding him up and he put the phone down. But,
not everybody's as savvy as you. Yeah. We've had people lose a lot of money where they take over their machine because it's
easily done.
Jackie has got a data bank of case studies that have actually happened to her clients.
Yeah.
And when she actually goes through them, you think, that would be so easy to happen.
Yeah.
I can see how that happened. Mm. Because actually, it's not complicated. Some of
it's
just
nothing to do with software either. Yeah. It's nothing to do with technology.
No.
Actually, it's all to do with stupidity. In a
well, and we trust. We prefer to trust people. Yeah.
Maybe that's harsh.
Rather than not trust them, I guess. But one of the examples is, you know, with a PA, I think, who's asked to transfer money across, on the back of a director request, and you think, I can see how that could actually happen in real life quite easily.
There used to be one of those Nigerian 601 scams going around where you get an email from a friend. They go like, hi, Paul, it's Tim. And you go, hello, Tim. He said, I'm on holiday in... somebody's nicked my wallet. You couldn't send me 500 quid, could you? Mm-hmm. And you start thinking, oh, yeah, blimey, yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden you go, hold on a minute, I saw him yesterday. He's not in Nigeria at all.
There are people who have we've had where the MD's away on holiday. Mm. Of course, they're out social engineering. They're watching the Facebook accounts, the LinkedIn accounts, looking at the photographs that are being posted. They know when people are on holiday because it happens. It's commonplace. They'll contact the FD of the business when the MD is away on business or is away on holiday, and they know that from the Facebook accounts. People don't change their security enough.
Absolutely. So
Jackie referenced the, you know, she went round the room last week and she said to everybody, is anybody using the password? And nobody put their hand up. And then I think she said, is anybody using the password one? And I think half the room put their hand up.
Who's got the same banking password?
But the secret is to kind of, you know, is to obviously have a different password for different accounts. So, for example, my password.
WordPass.
So I have password one, for example, for my email account. I have password two for my bank account. You know, you just got...
keep giving that out right now.
you've just got to have a different password for each device and each application.
But the reason that people don't is that we have a bazillion passwords for everything now. We were talking the other day about you can get this software where you have one password for everything. Now, I have over a trillion passwords, and it's my favourite number, trillion.
I know it is.
And I have a trillion passwords for things, and I downloaded a piece of this software, a very well-known piece of very good software for managing your passwords. Mm. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
It was an absolute nightmare. I just couldn't be bothered.
Well, didn't you tell us? You put a bit of software on there, and then you allow it to go and gather all of your passwords from your browser. Yeah. That will tell you how easy it is for a hacker to get your passwords.
Exactly.
And if you are a user who has a spreadsheet that's called passwords that you store on your hard drive that you store your passwords in, that's equally as exciting for somebody who can take over your system.
Absolutely.
So you have to be really sensible about it.
But didn't you tell us, Jackie, that software had been hacked as well?
And there was an instance.
So they'd got into it to find out how the algorithm works.
Yeah.
So they could hack your password anyway.
Right. Cool. I want to talk about, and we're kind of fast running out of time as well, but I want to talk about continuity planning, disaster recovery and all the rest of it. But just with cyber protection, what are the basics that we need to do? What's the very basic things that we need to just...
The really simple things?
Yeah, really simple stuff.
Update your Windows patch, update your Windows software, make sure your security patches are up to date, make sure your Office software's up to date, make sure your antivirus software's up to date, teach your staff about vigilance, turn off macros in any Office software, which pretty much all those things we do as standard for businesses. But if you don't have a managed provider, make sure you do those things. And back up your devices and keep them off-site if you can.
Okay. So let's move on to that, continuity planning and disaster recovery planning. Let's talk about that because there are other things other than just cybercrime that can potentially affect you.
Fire, flood, alien invasion, zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. And that's just on day one, isn't it? That's just a Monday morning. Yeah. That's just a typical Monday morning. Yeah.
Random events happening in Sweden that get reported in the US, but not in Sweden.
Yeah, yeah. Fake attacks. They're nasty. They are. Yeah. So let's step through some of those things and what we need to think about. So what's the kind of basic thing that we need to think about as a business in terms of continuity planning? Obviously, we need to back stuff up. That's the main thing.
Obviously, Paul. Yeah. But I walk into businesses regularly who say, Yeah, I do a backup. When you go, when was the last one? They go, I think we did one last month. Yeah. Or it's on that hard drive that's sitting on top of that computer there. And you can see there's a layer of dust on it, and it's never left the building.
Yeah.
So although it seems obvious to people like you and I that making a backup should be a regular thing, it isn't, unfortunately. Yeah. Making sure it's off-site. Making sure that you can restore a file from your backup.
Shall I admit something really stupid?
Go on, then.
At home, not at work. I backed up a lot of my stuff at home onto a USB stick, and then I lost the stick.
That was probably one of those we found in a car park that somebody.
And somebody found it, looked at what was on it, and tracked me down on Twitter and said, "Oh, I found your stick." And I, "Oh, great! Can I get it back off you?"
Has it got your spreadsheet with passwords in it?
Yeah, yeah, everything on there. And I went, "Can I come over and get it back off you?" Somebody in Folkestone. And they went, "Nah, I just thought I'd let you know I got it."
Wow. That was nice.
Which was nice of them, wasn't it?
What's interesting for me, though, is how, and I'm going a little bit off tangent, but it's how some of the big kind of payment gateway providers don't seem to be doing enough to stop the, fraud happening. Friend of mine is his son's gone to Australia, and he's asked his dad to sell his car for him while he's away. So he advertised the car on one of these websites. I can't remember which one. Got a flood of inquiries. One person said, I can't actually get there to pick the car up. I'm going to have somebody come around to pick it up for me. Can I pay for it through my PayPal account?" And you think, okay, so PayPal, big name, trusted in the industry, payment gateway. What's actually happening is they're buying stuff, sending somebody around to pick the goods up, and then cancelling the PayPal transaction. And PayPal are actually siding with the buyer as opposed to the vendor in these circumstances. So you could quite easily find yourself thousands of pounds out of pocket because the payment gateway provider aren't doing the due diligence in terms of you know, closing that loop. So, I mean, it's a little bit on a tangent, but it's
just
it's related.
A little bit, yeah. Well,
but it's related, isn't it?
By a stretch of the imagination. Mm. Okay. I can't help you with payment gateways. I don't govern them in the least.
No, but it's all about, you know, cyber security at the end of the day, isn't it? You know, it's how can you tell a bona fide email or transaction from one that isn't?
The crooks have upped their game a little bit, that's all. They're not doing things in the same way. They're not fleecing you in the same way. They're doing something a little bit different using the internet.
We're very fast running out of time, I'm afraid, Jackie, so sorry about this. So, again, but I want to come back to this general continuity of business kind of thing, because we get hit by a fire, a flood, some damage to the building, or just a computer failure.
A simple hardware failure.
Yeah. A crashed disk drive.
Could be a kebab that falls on your keyboard. A bit of chili sauce gets in.
Do you know what? That's the least of your worries on the keyboard. Years ago, I used to own a special computer cleaning company. We used to clean data centres, but we also cleaned the terminals and computers out there. The worst thing on a keyboard is Coca-Cola, beyond any shadow of a doubt.
Sticky.
It's horrible. It's acidic. It burns through the stuff. It's not just sticky.
We've seen some sticky incidents.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's not pleasant.
Jackie actually invited me to her offices a couple of weeks ago. We had a meeting. And what struck me is how sophisticated businesses like Jackie's actually are now in terms of getting your business up and running.
Yep.
Not just kind of, you know, disaster recovery, you know. I mean, that's one thing. But Jackie has actually got a bank of TV screens in her main office, and her guys know that there's a problem before her clients even know there's a problem. And they can actually work a solution around that before the client even becomes aware that there was an issue. So, for example, on a very basic level, she can look at all the broadband suppliers in and around where her clients are. So that's all mapped on a computer screen. So she knows where her clients are. She knows who the service provider is in that location. And if there's an issue, I guess you can actually ultimately route their connection through to another service provider before they even realise there's a problem.
Usually we have two connections for broadband connections.
Right.
Fibre to the cabinet, ADSL, whatever it is that's available to them. And, yeah, we can change the provision according to what's available.
She knows where her service engineers are every minute of every day, so that if a client rings up, if they see a client is about to have an issue with downtime in their business, she can actually get a service engineer there knocking on the door before they even pick up the phone to say, "Oh, Jackie, I've got a problem." So that for me is how the technology has moved on and enables businesses like Jackie's to actually provide that level of service.
It does quite a good job of selling my business, really, doesn't it?
But for me, it was a real eye-opener, because so many of us, we do business the way we've always done business, but what we don't actually do is kind of stop to think, well, you know, I could do business differently,
absolutely.
My productivity could be that much greater because of that.
Absolutely, and that's entirely why we need to speak to someone like Jackie.
Definitely.
So, Jackie, thank you for that. Sorry that we kind of got to cut it short, but we are fast running out of time. If people want to find out more about all the things you do, how can they do that? What's the best thing to do?
Go to the website, really. www.jjsystems.co.uk.
Cool. And Jackie has loads of blogs. You can follow them on the Twitter. She's very prolific on Twitter about putting out really interesting content about all of this kind of stuff. So do check that out. Do have a look at what she's doing. And as she says, do have a look at their website. And do talk to them. That's the easiest thing. Just talk to them. Pick the phone up. Give them a call. Ask them the questions. You know, one of the problems is we all feel quite daft, especially when something happens and we think, blimey, I'm stupid. But we all do it. We all do it. Big organisations do it. Small organisations do it. Let's just, you know, get it fixed. Jackie Offin, JJ Systems, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, as it always is. And we look forward to your next visit.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Jackie.
I'm still getting dozens of tweets.
So am I.
Millions of emails. I've had a tweet from Howland Hicks.
Yes. I've had that.
Have you? Would you want to read it then?
Yeah. So, Thanet Business Network, I think, is what at Network TBN is. Yeah. They are having a business meeting at Stoneleighs, 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday. Stoneleighs is a beautiful little driving range right next to Discovery Park, and it's where I actually do my practice on a Wednesday evening, so I know it well. So if you'd like to go, if you're in maybe East Kent, Thanet, and you'd like to go networking early on Wednesday morning, at Network TBN is the place for you. A delicious cooked breakfast as well, I'm sure.
Marcus Chrysostomou has actually kindly supplied pictures of the Men in Black and the Blues Brothers, just so that we can determine who's who. I don't look anything like John
James,
Belushi.
James, isn't it? Or was it John?
That's no, John
it was John,
Belushi.
You're right. Yes, yeah. His brother was James. Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't look anything like him.
You used to, but you've put on a bit of weight and got a bit older since
then. He's only 4 foot. I'm 6 foot 2. Get out of it.
Natalie Benaigs has been on, and she's applauding Jackie's efforts on the dementia front, because I know Natalie has also, or is currently going through a similar...
She is indeed.
A similar problem with her mum, unfortunately. So she's clap, clap, clap at JJ Systems. So well done, Jackie.
Yeah. Why not enter your business in the Canterbury Business Awards?
Mm.
The awards are taking place on Wednesday, March 22nd. At the County Cricket Ground, that's the Spitfire Ground in Canterbury. But the award nominations close this weekend. To get yourself nominated or to nominate yourself, go to businessawardskent.co.uk/Canterbury Awards. That's businessawardskent.co.uk/Canterbury Awards. Martin.
I think I'm out, actually, Paul.
Well, I got hundreds.
Right, you carry on then.
Yeah, book a free, impartial money advice session with my money expert, Jack O'Neill. And his Twitter handle is Jack0Neal, N-E-A-L-E, Jack0Neal. If you want free, simple advice about your finances, book a free, impartial money advice session with my money expert to discuss all your financial matters in the strictest confidence. That could be budgeting for the long or short term, retirement planning, state benefits and tax, savings and borrowings, mortgages, redundancy, insurance protection. There's no selling. We're not trying to sell you anything. There's no jargon. We'll just give you the facts. And that's taking place on the 2nd of March, anytime between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And it's at the fantastic Fruitworks in Canterbury. And you can find out about it by going to fruitworks.co/events.
We've had a tweet in again from Tenston Twilight. Clearly the rare breeds networking does work, because she's tweeted us a lovely picture of some mountain goats looking very attentive. So we do have some new followers, which is a first for this show.
Absolutely. And we are goat friendly. And always have been. Faversham Business Partnership, Meet the Buyer event, taking place on Tuesday the 7th of March at the Alexander Centre, which is 15 to 17 Preston Street, Faversham. Faversham is open for business. Do check it out. If you want to book a table, or you want to book a stand, or you want to go there, if you email Debs, D-E-B-S, at faversham.org. Or you can go to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/fav, F-A-V, Fav Business. Or their Twitter is Faversham BP. So do check that out.
Have you mentioned Grow Kent today? I know you've mentioned the Canterbury Business Awards.
I haven't
Awards.
Mentioned Grow Kent.
So Grow Kent is actually the kind of the rollout, really, this year of a very successful event that Best Business Events ran for the first time in November last year.
Yeah.
It actually precedes the Canterbury Business Awards on Wednesday, the 22nd of March, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Spitfire Ground, so the cricket ground in Canterbury, and it's actually free to attend this time round as well. So a full day, including Brad Burton, who I think was on the show as a telephone guest
last week.
So if you're serious about growing your business in Kent this year, and why wouldn't you be, Grow Kent really is a must-attend event. Wednesday, 22nd of March, 9 till 4.
Fantastic. It's now that time.
Channel Radio News Update.
Where we discuss the Federation of Small Business and News Roundup. Martin.
Yes. So something that's very popular at the moment, but again, very much under the radar, as all of these grant schemes tend to be, because there's no money to advertise any of them. Locase. So do you have a low carbon project planned? You could apply for a grant of up to £500,000 available to businesses in the low carbon economy. Now, examples of that, I don't know, could include things like, you know, from as big a scale as something like Thanet Earth, I guess, to another one of our guests that's been on before, Kent Connected.
Absolutely.
So, you know, more sustainable travel to and from work for your employees. That could include bike racks or shelters at work, for example.
Absolutely.
So, so think outside the box. If you are encouraging a lower carbon emission in your business, in whatever shape or form that might be, there could be some money available for you. And have a look on the FSB website for more information about that.
Absolutely. I'm going to now read out a list of up-and-coming events for the next month with the FSB. I'm just going to tell you what the events are. If you want to know more detail or to book your place, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, on the tab at the top that says FSB, if you click on there, all of them are listed there with links to the booking pages and the details. So I'm just going to give you a quick overview. The 22nd of February, that's tomorrow, is the internationalisation of Kent business, and that's hosted by the Kent Business School at the University of Kent. On the 23rd of February is Business Breakfast at the Old Fire Station, Tunbridge, with guest speaker Mr. David Dakara. Also on the 23rd of February is the National Autistic Society. Too Much Information is what it's called, and that's an event especially for employers, and that's taking place in Maidstone. Also on the 23rd of February is Protecting Your Business, and that's hosted by RIFT and based at Ashford. On the 28th of February is the Toffs Curry Club, bringing people and businesses together, and again that's hosted at the Old Fire Station in Tunbridge. Also on the 28th of February is Online Export Accelerator. That's hosted by the Department for International Trade Southeast. And then on the 1st of March is Apprenticeship Funding Advisory Seminar hosted by West Kent and Ashford College at Hadlow College. And on the 8th of March is International Women's Day celebration, and there's an event in Maidstone. And then on the 14th of March is A Blast, which is business networking in Maidstone TV studios hosted by the Kent Foundation. Martin.
Yeah, there's an interesting scam here about business directories. So I guess what's happening here is through some sort of telemarketing, local businesses are being contacted with a view to whether or not they'd like to sign up to a particular business directory. And they're being asked to confirm certain information. And I guess this is all on the pretext that, as with most business directories, there will be a free business directory listing in the directory. But they're taking contact information. And going back to what we were just talking about, it's a fraudulent collection of data, which then leads to the business actually paying for those services unknown to them. So, again, just be aware if you do receive a phone call out of the blue looking to sell you some kind of business directory advertising. Beware not to give too much information that may actually end up with an invoice and a bill to pay on the back of that.
Absolutely. The FSB Marketplace is here. Mm. We're making it easy for you to do business with other members on the FSB Marketplace. It's a new site, it's secure, it's easy to use, and a place where you can buy and sell products and services to other members of the FSB. And they have 200,000 members in the UK. FSB Marketplace, make it easy to do business together. You can access other FSB members and connect with other businesses UK-wide with one simple search. It's free to list your products and services, but any transaction fees are only 4% for sellers, which is one of the lowest fees in the market today. As a non-profit maker, FSB reinvests its members in its members by improving its services, such as FSB Marketplace. So show your support for smaller businesses by sourcing your products and services via other members. You can find out all about it by going to fsb.org.uk/marketplace.
There's a potential change in the MOT legislation in the offing. So Department for Transport is considering whether or not new vehicles need an MOT test after 3 years or 4 years. So I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. But it may well change in the near future.
Sure. I lease all my cars and give them back after 3 years, so it doesn't affect me. Mm. Yeah, one more.
Company director. So the CMA has released new guidance for company directors on how to avoid disqualification. So company directors have a special responsibility to be well informed about their company practices and ensure that they comply with the law. So stay informed with this 60-second summary. So this is a government publication on gov.uk, and there's all sorts of changes in the law that have come in recently about disclosing shareholders, for example, with more than 25% or more. You know, all of that needs to be held on file now.
That's key person of influence.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all tied in with all of that. All of that needs to be held on file with, your accountant in the event that they get audited and all the rest of it. So anyway, there's lots of guidance on .gov.uk about all of those kinds of things.
Fantastic. Thank you for that.
Channel Radio News Update.
That brings us to the end of another FSB News Update for another week. I'm still catching up with some of my tweets, and some people are still tweeting about our conversation with Tim earlier. The Stove Hub was saying John Lewis stores have reported a massive increase in bowl sales in 2016. And they attribute it to the rise of what they call Instagram eating.
Of course, yeah.
So, interesting notification there.
And now the Tim effect, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. So, John Lewis, brace yourselves. Tim's been on the radio. Yeah, you're going to sell out this afternoon.
Not to mention the Denise Wilton effect.
Exactly. Now, Denise was not happy with your description of her earlier.
She was not happy. She loves the attention.
She was not happy, and she got a bit feisty. But then you redeemed yourself by talking nicely about her dementia work, so she pulled back from that.
Okay. And her acting skills on display in...
Well, that's what she was...
In Surrey.
Yeah, that's what tomorrow. She was alluding to.
Right, okay.
Marcus has been on, says, thanks for the mention for the Canterbury Business Awards, and he's tweeted a link to the awards, which is the link I gave you anyway just now. So thank you for that. There's a Digital in Kent event.
Yes.
Staying ahead in the digital world, the ninth in the highly successful series of conferences, Digital in Kent offers expert speakers, cutting-edge content and lively discussions, avoiding wasting time and money. Master social media and digital marketing with the experts. That's taking place on Thursday the 16th of March at the County Cricket Ground, Spitfire Ground in Canterbury. Get along to that. Two of the speakers are great friends of mine, radio presenters over there in America, Mr. Ken Heron and Carol McManus, the LinkedIn lady, are both going to be speaking at that event, and they are both absolutely brilliant.
And what they don't know about marketing ain't worth knowing.
Exactly, yeah. Although I did tweet about it the other day, and Ken said... Ken just sent me a link to the Webster's Dictionary for the entry on hyperbole. So I think he thinks I went over the top a little bit.
Hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Kent Vision Hyperbole. Live. 10th
He's
May.
Back to bowl, so he's food orientated, this man.
Kent Vision Live is nearly upon us. I can't believe how we're flying through February. 10th of May, it's literally just around the corner. Now in its 12th successful year. So this is another FSB supported event, actually, isn't it? I believe they are the key sponsor for this particular event. So it's a fantastic exhibition, B2B exhibition, all held at the Kent County Showground. So... entry is free, but there are a few, I believe, limited exhibition spaces still available if you are a Kent business and would like to exhibit at that. But Revolution, I believe, is the company behind that.
It is indeed.
Behind the marketing of that event.
It is indeed. There's the Seven Oaks Business Show taking place on Friday the 28th of April, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's happening at Stag Plaza, which is in the London Road, Seven Oaks. Business networking, presentations and exhibits. Free entry, and there's a free goodie bag for the first 100 visitors that turn up. It's a great event. It's sponsored by Donington Manor, Call Quick, Market My Product, Stag Seven Oaks, and Seven Oaks District Council. The Business Bunker are the media partner there. The Business Bunker will be there, and we'll be interviewing people on the day. It's a fabulous event. I've been to it for the last few years. It's a lovely little event. Get along to it. Mm. The Seven Oaks Business Show, Friday, April the 28th.
Can I just give a plug for somebody sitting not a million miles from us?
Jackie, for me, thank you.
No, not you this time. Jackie and her company, JJ Systems, are running an Excel foundation training course. So if you are a business that is getting more involved with Excel and you need some basic training, Jackie, I believe it's £75, it's full price, it's £95, £75 to supply my business members.
This is true.
So assume you'll be paying £95, but I think this also ties in nicely with what we were saying earlier about macros. Because macros are one of the ways, if you leave them running, that people can actually tap into your machine. Yes. So JJ Systems Excel Foundation training course on Tuesday, 7th of March.
Fantastic. Thank you. We've run out of time. That's it. We're at the end of the show. Thank you so much for that. Coming up later today on Channel Radio.
You're listening to Craig Avery on Channel Radio.
At 5 o'clock, the man in the stripy socks, the lady's favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with 2 hours of celebrity interviews and music. That is followed immediately at 7 p.m. by...
Welcome on to the New Potato Show.
18 tracks of hand-picked new and unsigned music by Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potato Show from 7 till 9. Then at 9 o'clock, we have our I Was a Little Kitchener's Valet, our show focusing on the interestingly interesting year of 1967 for some reason. It all happened then. I don't know why. But I Was a Little Kitchener's Valet is on at 9. And then, as always, on Channel Radio on a Tuesday night, we round off. Did you see the interview with him the other day with Piers Morgan? Brilliant. We round off with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
1, 2, 3, get down!
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So, as always, on a Tuesday night, we round off the evening on Channel Radio at 10 o'clock with the fantastic Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture Show. So do stay tuned. I want to say a huge thank you to my co-host, Mr. Martin White, and to our fabulous guest, Tim Johnson of Red and Green Buffet, and the lovely Jackie Offin of JJ Systems. Thank you for being on the show with us today. Thank you all who tweeted, emailed, and listened in. We do appreciate it. We will be back next Tuesday for another show at 1 o'clock. Have a fabulous week. We'll see you all soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.